Parshas Kisei Tzei Tov Shinun Aleph came out on Yud Dalet Elul, which was right after the day of Yud Gimel Elul, which is the anniversary of the Friedrich Rebbe's Chasana. So the Sicha had a lot to do with Simcha. And I want to quote for you a quote from Ois Tes Vav. I'm going to explain it a little bit. The Rebbe said, they shall fabrengens, and especially connected with the chasenes, that which is the me'ein v'dugma and preparation. What it says, ozimali schoik pinu, that in our generation, nasi ador the Friedrich Rebbe, which his name is Yitzchok, which is like the schoik, the simcha, the way it's going to be when Mashiach comes, that he's the nasi hashmini oz la'bal shem tev. So becomes schoik pinu, not in osid, but behoiva. This is the Lashon. If you're not familiar with certain Gemaras, so these words sound a little bit Kabbalistic. So I want to share with you a little bit of a background to this Nekuda. What's he talking about? The Simcha of Ozim Ali Schoik Pinu. There's a Gemara in Brachas. Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says like this. Amr Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Yochanan says in the name of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Asur la'adam she'imalei schoik pinu piv boilam ha'alei. Someone should not have shleimus ha'simcha in these days. She'nemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Oz yimalei schoik pinu ul'sheneinu rina. Then we will fill our mouths with joy and our tongues with rejoicing. Eimasai, the Pasuk continues, we say it, Higlo Hashem Lasi Simela, when the Goyim recognize the Eibishter, in other words, when Mashiach comes, so then we're able to have Schoik Pinu. So Amr Lav Arish Lakish, it says on Arish Lakish, She Miyam of Leimali Schoik Piv Bailam Haza, that he, from then on, he did not have the ultimate rejoicing, because he heard this thing from Rabbi Yochanan. And that's Taked Minig, that it comes that under the chuppah, we break the glass. It's not just a message to the chassan, so that's the last time he's going to put his foot down. There's really a more valid message, and that is that even the highest times of a person's life, and it's ultimate simcha of chassan v'kala, you have to have remembering Yerushalayim, Yala Yerushalayim Arei Simchasi, that even at such a time, you break the glass in order to be, there shouldn't be the Shleimus HaSimcha. Even though nowadays the breaking of the glass is the simen to sing, you know, simen to have a mazel tov, they think it's like a, people that are not from, they think it's like a certain simen that's supposed to happen, a signal to start singing. But really, the breaking of the glass is to sort of calm down the simcha, that you shouldn't have such shleimus ha-simcha, should have a little bit. So what's the Rebbe telling us in this sikh over here? The first thing the Rebbe is telling us is that when is then? Oz yimalei. So you usually learn it that in the time of when Mashiach comes, Oz, like Oz Yosher Moshe, then Mashiach, then Moshe will sing. And Rashi says that's a remes to Tchias HaMesim. Then when the Mesim will come back, Yashir Moshe will sing. But the Rebbe, and especially if you learn the Na'am Mugid de Gesicha, which they play, have a video of it also, the Rebbe said like this, that the Friedrich Rebbe is connected to us. Why is the Friedrich Rebbe connected to us? Because the Friedrich Rebbe was the eighth generation from the Baal Shem Tov. What does that have to do with Oz? Oz is Gematria 8. Aleph is 1, Zion is 7. So therefore, one way to learn the Pasuk is Oz Yimalei Schoik Pinu. That in the generation of Oz, in the 8th generation, we're going to have permission to be Yimalei Schoik Pinu, to have the Shleimus HaSimcha. And that the Rebbe connects to the Friedrich Rebbe's name. The Friedrich Rebbe's name is Yosef Yitzchak. Now, why was Yitzchak called Yitzchak? So when you learn in the Chumash, it says because they laughed, right? Ki tzachak, because they laughed. Well, if that's the case, his name should have been Tzachak. They laughed. What does the word Yitzchak mean? He will laugh. So the Mefarshim explain that even though Bepashtus, the reason why he was named Yitzchak, was because of Avram and Sarah's, the Sarah laughed, it's really Yitzchak is in the future, it's Yitzchak is the gives the koyach for the simcha, the way it's going to be when Mashiach comes. And that's where there's the famous Gemara, that the Gemara says, La'asid lova yomer liYitzchak ki ata avinu, that we will be telling Yitzchak that you are our father. And the Gemara gives a whole description as to why Davka it's going to be Yitzchak, that we're going to say ki ata avinu, and that Yitzchak's going to be Melech Yosher. The Gemara says that Hashem's going to want to punish the Yidden. So Hashem's basically, so Yitzchak's going to come to Hashem and make a cheshbon with him. He says, how long do people live? 70 years. 35 nights, 35 days. 35 years of nights, 35 years of days. So the nights you have to cancel out because they're supposed to be sleeping. Part of the days you have to cancel out because they're eating, drinking, and going to the bathroom. So the little time that they have left that they're allowed to do Avedas will split me and you 50-50 and we'll be Michael all the Yidden. That's what we're going to tell Yitzchak, Ki ata avinu. But the point is that the word Yitzchak, the name Yitzchak, is a representation of the Simcha the way it's going to be when Mashiach comes. Yosef Yitzchak means additional Simcha. So that means that it's not by coincidence that Yosef Yitzchak is the eighth generation of the eighth generation from the Baal Shem Tov. Why? Because he's the level of us, this level of Simcha comes out in the Friedrich Rebbe. If you want to make it more exciting, what's the gematria of Shem Hashem? The gematria of Shem Hashem is 26. What's 26 times 8? It's 208. 208 is the gematria of the word Yitzchak. What is 26 times 6? 6 times 26 is the gematria of the word Yosef. So in the letter the Rebbe says, this shows that Nasi is Ingin of Shem Avaya, that's Ingin of Nasi, and being that he was 6 doidus from the Alter Rebbe, and 8 doidus of the Baal Shem Tov, so Shem Avaya comes out in his name 6 and 8, Yosef and Yitzchak. But we see it by the Rebbe, it's not Stam that the Friedrich Rebbe's name is, he is the Dor HaShmini. He is the level of us, this level of Shmini, the way it's going to be when Mashiach comes. Now, they don't have, in the Mugadik HaSicha, it's not there. But if you can watch the video and you hear the tape, and the Rebbe's Lashon is like this, V'al-Nesi Dayreinu is Doch Given Mashiach. The Nesi Dayreinu was Mashiach. Un-Eriz Nizgali Gevorin B'chol HaToykev. And he was revealed B'chol HaToykev. And therefore, the level of Ozi Male Schoik Pinu happened. In other words, when people ask, is there enough Kemina Lahalacha if there is this level of Izgalos of Mashiach? And the answer is yes. Can we have Shleimus HaSimcha nowadays? Does that mean we have to stop breaking glass? I didn't say that. I don't want people to go around from the shir saying, to stop breaking glass. I was talking by a wedding once in Chicago, and the chosen had a very hard time cracking that glass, and one of the guests screamed out, "Oh, you might say Mashiach, we don't need this anymore. You know, this is where we're holding." But the point is that the permission of Oz Yumoli Schoik Pinu is starting now. That's why there's a special emphasis in Bizmaneinu Zeh, the Inyan of Simcha. And the Rebbe said, Simcha B'tarosa, without Hagbolis, without Inyanim, of Tzimtzum, without a reason even, just Simcha B'tarosa to bring Mashiach, because this limit of Aser Adam, Shimali Schaikpiv, Bailam Haza, has definitely been lessened or weakened, or almost in Gantz and nullified.